Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for mid-September 2021, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. As October beckons, so we anticipate the annual meeting of Provincial Grand Lodge, and I must say that I'm really looking forward to welcoming you with the words, "Brethren, assist me to open this Provincial Grand Lodge." I believe Trowbridge will prove to be an ideal location, and the Civic the perfect venue. All we need to make it a great success is you. I'm thrilled to be able to congratulate the Brethren receiving a provincial promotion, and to recognise those Brethren who will be receiving their first Provincial Grand Rank. I know just how important attaining Provincial Grand Rank is for every brother, and I trust the value of the honour will be recognised by the attendance of those being invested. Our province is nothing if not innovative, and this year's Provincial Grand Lodge meeting will demonstrate just how we think outside of the box. Brother Paul Sharp will be offering free blood pressure checks, while Brother Mark Newman will be offering you the opportunity to buy a bottle of gin specially distilled for the province and branded Middle Chamber. Having seen the advertising and label proofs, I'm now looking forward to purchasing a couple of bottles and sampling the product. Mark tells me that it tastes absolutely superb with lemonade or tonic water. I hope you'll join me in buying a bottle. If not for yourself, what about for a friend at Christmas? The profit from the sale of the gin will be donated to charity. I was privileged to attend Sarum Lodge on Saturday the 4th of September. The lodge performed two double initiation ceremonies at the same meeting. In doing so, they welcomed four new members into the craft. It really was a wonderful day, and I offer my heartiest congratulations to Connor, Eric, Wesley and Jack as they start their Masonic journey in the cathedral city of Salisbury. What has greatly impressed me is the energy being expended on facilitating initiation ceremonies in order to be able to welcome so many good men into Wiltshire Freemasonry. We may not be able to initiate 100 new Masons on one day, as our friends in Buckinghamshire did just recently, but we can undertake ceremonies using emergency meetings, and we can emulate the good work as demonstrated by Sarum Lodge members. As we enter the month of September, the UGLE will be undertaking a national advertising campaign actively seeking to attract good men to Freemasonry. The campaign is intended to create an enormous amount of interest, and I'm pleased to advise that Wiltshire's membership team is poised and ready to respond to any inquiry for information. Talking of the team, I congratulate them on being the first point of contact for the many inquiries the province receives through the internet. It is also the case that many of the men inquiring about Freemasonry maintain contact with the team, something which provides continuity and a degree of comfort to the applicants. After all, mentoring doesn't just start when a man becomes a Mason. The Brethren of Sarum Lodge were really on top form for Super Saturday. Initiating four young men into Freemasonry isn't new, even in Wiltshire, just ask Lodge of Fidelity. But performing two doubles on the same day is still very different to what could be described as the usual way of doing things. Some lodges resist the idea of doing double ceremonies, even though the records show that they have always been a part of lodge life. And some brethren may perceive this as conveyor belt masonry, while others will observe that the COVID-19 virus prevented many excellent candidates from being initiated in 2020 and the first half of 2021. Wiltshire Freemasonry has a backlog of good candidates to welcome into the order, and it's only right that exceptional steps should be taken to resolve the impasse. It's certainly not a new or innovative process. Neither is it derogatory to the new initiates, who to a man have made it clear that they are thrilled to have been received into the craft during the COVID-19 crisis. The Provincial Grand Master attended the quadruple initiation ceremony and said, "I was simply amazed how the lodge managed the process. Each of the new members was treated with enormous respect, and the look on each face told me that they were all thrilled to have played a key role in Sarum's Super Saturday." Lodge members welcomed Brother Connor Towers, Brother Eric Manfey, Brother Wesley Hepburn, and Brother Jack Keats. The United Grand Lodge of England is very clear in its view that Freemasons are part of a members' organisation, and the issue of membership remains at the heart of their strategic thinking. Indeed, the Deputy Grand Master has made it quite clear that the ultimate focus of the UGLE is on attracting new members. The UGLE Communications Directorate has produced a new, informative leaflet, intriguingly titled Members' Pathway Level 1, which will be sent to all members in the next edition of FMT. As part of the new pathway experience, the Programme Master, Peter Lowndes, has stated that we are no longer to use the words recruit or recruitment, and instead should use the words attract or attraction in all literature. The aim of this requirement is to create a real sense of alignment with a consistent and coherent approach that is vital if an organisation is to translate ambition into action and to communicate effectively with one voice. UGLE answers those tricky questions. What is Freemasonry? Do you have to believe in God to be a member? So many questions, all of which are answered by the UGLE in a new section on the provincial website under About Us, United Grand Lodge of England, UGLE answers your questions. Or just click on the link on the web version of this newsletter. Adrian Wheeler is proud to be a Freemason. Adrian is currently Master of the Harry C. Prater Lodge and a very proud Provincial Grand Steward. As a member of the Swindon Masonic Association Board of Directors, Adrian is a key figure in planning the strategic direction of the Centre, its financial integrity, and how it will be developed for future generations of Swindon Freemasons. Speaking with your editor, Adrian said, "I'm committed to making sure that the Swindon Masonic Centre provides the proper service levels to each of our craft lodges and the orders beyond the craft, who depend on the planks as their principal meeting location." Thank you for listening.